بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته الإمام راع والمسؤول عن رعيته والرجل راع في أهله ومسؤول عن رعيته والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها والخادم راع في مال سيده ومسؤول عن رعيته فكلكم راع ومسؤول عن رعيته متفق عليه. Similar hadith had gone past before in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that all of you are shepherds and all of you are answerable with regard to his flock. The imam, the amir of the country, the governor, he is a shepherd and he is answerable with regard to his citizens. The husband, he is a shepherd regarding his family and he will be answerable with regard to the matters of his family. In other words, the father. The mother, she is answerable, or she is the shepherd in the house of her husband and responsible and answerable with regarding to her children. The khadim, the servant, he is a shepherd with regard to the wealth of his master and he is answerable regarding to that. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his opening statement and the end statement is that every one of you is a shepherd and everyone will be answerable with regard to his flock. Each one of us is in charge of some person below us. So the husband, he is in charge of his entire house. He has to take care of his wife and provide for his children. And the mother, it is her duty also to make sure that the children's tarbiyat is made correctly and the good manners are instilled in them. This is the responsibility of both father and mother. But generally, the father is going out to work and the children are growing up in the house, in the care of the mother. And therefore, this responsibility is upon all individuals in society. And especially the parents, they have to instill good akhlaq, good tarbiyat, upbringing, nurturing, good behavior, good mannerisms, etiquette, right from the time the child is small. وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مروا أولادكم بالصلاة وهم أبناء سبع سنين وضربوهم عليها وهم أبناء عشر وفرقوا بينهم في المضاجع حديث حسن رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن وعن أبي ثرية سبرة بن معبد الجهني رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علموا الصبي الصلاة بسبع سنين وضربوه عليها ابن عشر سنين حديث حسن رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن ولفظ أبي داود مروا الصبي بالصلاة إذا بلغ سبع سنين. In both his ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that command your children to perform the salat when they have reached the age of seven. When they are 7 years old, now you must command your son, command your daughter to perform the salat. This is an age in which generally a child is able, or he begins to understand what is good from what is bad. He acquires some degree of understanding, and therefore he can understand the importance of salat. So when he's 7 years old, you command your son, you command your daughter, this is salat, this is how salat should be performed, and you command them to perform this salat. But when they reach the age of 10 years old, now the child is not reading his salat, she's not reading her salat, the children are stubborn, they're not listening, then the hadith says that وَضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا, which literally translates as punish them. But this punishing does not mean you must abuse them physically or any way whatsoever. This is you have to be a bit more stern, and now you could enforce salat, bring the 10-year-old son to the masjid, make sure your 10-year-old daughter is reading salat next to her mother, because generally at this age, a child can generally bear a reprimand at this age of 10 years old, and then they understand the importance of salat. So if the child is not brought to the masjid when he's 10 years old, and of course he has to be shown the etiquettes and mannerisms of the masjid and adab of the masjid, but then the child will grow up, he'll be 12, 13, he'll become baligh, he won't even bother about salat. وَفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when they are at that age, when they're 10 years old, now separate the beds. The son should sleep separately, the daughter should sleep separately. In today's time, this is quite understandable. Those days it may have been difficult to understand the reason, the hikmat behind this, because there wasn't immorality at that time. They were not exposed to such pornographic material. And today's time, a child is exposed to all this thing right from the time he's so young. And all these things come and build up in the systems, and therefore they begin to experiment. Therefore Rasulullah has mentioned so beautifully that separate the beds also. And in the second hadith, a similar thing has been mentioned, that teach your child salat when he's 7 years old. Teach him the postures of salat. Teach him how to read salat. And when they are 10 years old and they are still not reading salat, then punish them very lightly, reprimand them, be stern, and make sure that they perform the salat, enforce salat at home. May Allah sallallahu ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. These are beautiful ahadith, simple ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us as parents that the importance of salah ourselves and for our children. We are role models. If the parents are not reading salat, then we don't expect the children to read the salat. If we are punctual with our salat and we bring them up in this manner, that they have the love for salat, love and importance for salat, while they are 7 years old and 10 years old, inshallah, lifelong they will read the salat correctly. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.